Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, when you've created your own business, brought it to market, seen it grow, the time to step back and allow others manage it on your behalf can be the hardest decision you'll ever make. The company becomes you. My next guest has personal experience of this and his observations on how to break free from doing everything yourself forms the backbone to his new book. It's great to welcome Dennis Kuipers. He's the author of Breaking Out of Founder's Prison to the show. Good morning to you, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Good man. Now, can you maybe tell us a little bit about it? You've got, maybe tell us a bit, Dennis, about your own experience. You were stuck at 2.5 million in annual revenue, and you realized that the biggest barrier to growth wasn't your strategy, your team, or the market. It was your own indispensability. Talk to me more about your own journey, if you would, Dennis.
Yeah, well, of course. Well, it was not a strategy, but I thought it's not on me. So I have a strategy, I go to market, and then I struggled. So yeah, around 2.5 million in annual revenue. I've been there for years. And to be honest, I was feeling stuck. So the business was not really growing anymore. And to be honest as well, my energy drained. So it feels like you carry the whole team and the organization. And when I was not around, they are not doing what I want them to do. So I didn't have a clear direction at that moment. So I tried everything. I hired an operational manager, but I fired him after a year and tried a lot of strategies. And I was more or less not moving. So when I realized and learned from other entrepreneurs that I created a company based on my own decisions, on my own patterns, on my own being, I could see I am the reason of all of this. So when you are a startup founder and you work with your team, everything is flowing. The first, for me, it was almost 2 years. Then it was around 15 people. And I was there for a long time, but realizing that it was all depending on me, all the decisions were flowing back to me as well. Yeah, the company could not grow beyond me in the middle of everything.
Okay.
When I saw that and I changed it, then I was able to grow to, in the end, 42 million with 250 people staff.
Okay. So that's your
it
own.
It was there for a long time.
So you ended up, and would I be right in saying, Dennis, then, that this is really about mindset, that you've got a startup mindset and you've got a, you know, somebody in startup mode. It's about surviving. It's about keeping the lights on. It's about trying to make your dream happen. But then you get to, you know, some degree of moderate success. And the next bit is the scale-up mentality. There are two different emotional places that one needs to think about. So you need to think differently if you're in a startup versus a successful startup that needs to scale. They're two very different places.
Absolutely. And they are different. So you have to transform from a startup founder to the scale-up entrepreneur. And the good news is that you only have to change your own mindset and your own way of working. But it feels really uncomfortable to go through that transition as an entrepreneur.
Yeah. I know, Dennis, from my own days of working in the I had a group of coffee shops. And I remember when I had five shops, I was able to manage it myself, go to each shop every day. And then I remember thinking that if I don't change my way of thinking here, I'm only ever going to have five shops and still be losing money. So it took me, you know, to go through the, do you have to go through the pain in order to bring you to your senses that if you're at every dogfight, if you're there in the operations all the time, you're never really going to grow the business?
Absolutely. That's 100% true. What did you do after you realized that?
Well, I amalgamated with another business and we became 17 shops and we put in structures around it and we were able to scale the business. So we really took I remember it to this day of being really uncomfortable being away from the minutiae of the business, not meeting the customers, not talking to all the staff, you know, every day or every hour. And I like many people, I struggled with it, but I got there.
Yeah, so the most important word for me, you mentioned, is structure. So in the startup mentality, it's all in your hands each and every day that you have to build, you have to redesign your business. So you're not able to change the business in optimizing small steps. So you have to do a step back and redesign your business, because being stuck as a seven-figure entrepreneur, you are at a really good place. So 94% of all business owners never come across the line of 1 million in annual revenue.
Yeah.
So you have to redesign and build a structure that you can grow, instead of building parts of your team and company around people.
Yeah. And another thing I've seen, Dennis, is where someone tries to make that leap, as in to pull themselves out of the day-to-day or the minutiae of the operations, and they end up appointing the wrong person or the wrong people. They delegate and they can be burned by that event, and they lose confidence then in everybody because of their bad experience. So would you agree with me that the selection of who you put in place within that structure is also critical?
It's absolutely critical. You're absolutely right, because you feel loyal at your first employees. You build the company together. It feels like we are a family or a group of friends and we are fighting the world together. But changing to the scale of entrepreneur, you have to think like, this is not about me anymore. It's about the company. The company needs a structure, and being loyal to people is a good thing. But in business, it's most of the time not a good thing. So you have to think about who can carry a part of this really important new structure and who will bring me to the next level. So loyal to make a good employee, for example, a manager, and it's probably the ambition of the person, but that's not really the best choice. So if you hire an external manager, for example, who knows where you are and where you want to go, that's half the game.
Okay, well, look, it's a fascinating read. I liked the title as well, Dennis, Breaking Out of the Founder's Prison. It does what it says on the tin. It's a really interesting book about making that leap from the startup entrepreneur to the scalable entrepreneur, and it's well worth a read. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dennis, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.